Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It is 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Access to testing has been a big problem with the response to the new coronavirus. This week, Chester County started using a new kind of test called an antibody test. WHYY's Alan Yu explains how it works.
So far, most coronavirus testing has involved a healthcare worker swabbing someone's nose or throat, then testing the material collected for the presence of the virus. It can take days to get those results, and there is still a shortage of testing supplies. An antibody test is a blood test that checks whether someone's immune system has made antibodies to fight the virus. A quick antibody test, which is what Chester County is using, can get results in 15 minutes. But it cannot replace the test for the virus itself. The immune system doesn't start making antibodies until days after exposure. Alan Wells is a medical director for UPMC Clinical Laboratories in Pittsburgh. His team made an antibody test for the coronavirus.
It's more a retrospective historical review of whether you've been exposed to the virus.
Also, current research shows having antibodies does not mean someone is immune to the coronavirus.
Everyone likes to say, I have antibodies and I'm immune, but we can't say that.
Still, the antibody tests are promising, which is why many lab groups, including one at the CDC, are working on them now. Alan Yu, WHYY News.